WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Good morning, everyone. Very few Republicans in the House or Senate, as it turns out, are echoing Mitt Romney's remarks on Libya, in which the candidate yesterday criticized the Obama administration's response following that attack on the consulate in Benghazi. Remember this comment from Mitt Romney yesterday?
I also believe the administration was wrong to stand by a statement sympathizing with those who had breached our embassy in Egypt instead of condemning their actions. It's never too early for the United States government to condemn attacks on Americans and to defend our values.
Did the president really sympathize with those who had breached our embassy in Egypt instead of condemning their actions? The back and forth continued yesterday afternoon when the president spoke with CBS News.
Governor Romney seems to have a tendency to shoot first, name later. And as president, one of the things I've learned is you can't do that.
Now, most on Capitol Hill issued statements of mourning, the Republicans included, allowing politics to go no further than the nation's shores, as the saying goes. Here is Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell yesterday avoiding his usual criticism of the president.
Among the things we can agree on in Washington is that the attacks on the U.S. and its representatives will be met with resolve, and that America's presence and defense of our national interests across the globe will not be deterred by the acts of violent extremists.
Some in the GOP even criticized Romney for the timing of his remarks, at least, even if they agreed with his message. Congressman Peter King of Long Island said, quote, Governor Romney in the big picture is right. I would have waited 12, 24 hours and put out a more comprehensive statement. Joining me now from Washington to talk about Beltway politics and developments related to this is Kate Nocera. She covers Congress for Politico. Hi, Kate.
How are you?
Okay. Now, it seems like foreign policy in the Middle East in particular have overnight become a front and center issue in the campaign and in Washington. What are you hearing on the Hill about Governor Romney's criticism of the president?
Well, you either hear not much at all. Republicans don't really want to go there, don't want to talk about it. Senator Richard Lugar, who was very close with Ambassador Stevens, said yesterday, you know, I'm not talking about the politics. I'm not going to go there. Whereas you had conservatives in the House yesterday. There was a small group of conservatives meeting yesterday for a press conference. And they, you know, agreed with Governor Romney. They said that Obama has been on an apology tour for the United States and that they were grateful that Governor Romney came out and said it. So it's pretty split, even among the Republicans on the Hill.
And we'll play a clip of Paul Ryan, Romney's running mate, saying something to that effect. But I don't know if you looked into the timeline question here. Apparently, the U.S. Embassy in Cairo, when it issued its original statement denouncing the film for gratuitous attacks on Islam, that statement that Romney then criticized in his statement came before the attacks on the consulate in Libya. So this didn't come after somebody had actually been killed, four Americans, but before, when all they knew was that there were some peaceful protests.
Sure, yeah. And I think that you did talk about Peter King, who said, you know, I agree with the overall sentiment of Romney's statement, but he may have, you know, jumped the gun on putting it out before knowing all the details. And I think Republicans, even privately, generally agree with that, but stand behind Governor Romney in his feelings that the president has somehow apologized for America.
And we'll get back to this timeline question later with Bobby Ghosh from Time Magazine. But Romney's running mate, Congressman Paul Ryan, doubled down on Romney's original critique and added a jab of his own. Here he is yesterday.
Our adversaries who are tempted to test us need to know that America is strong militarily, that we're not going to have these devastating defense cuts that I think questions the resolve and the strength of our military. And our president needs to speak with force and clarity for our principles.
So he didn't criticize the original embassy statement, but what he did there, Kate, I guess, is to tie this to the decision to have automatic cuts in defense spending as a way to force both sides to deal with deficit reduction.
Right, and that was agreed to in last year's August debt deal, if you remember. A lot of Republicans voted for it. Paul Ryan voted for it. Speaker, you know, it had widespread support in the GOP. And they're now saying that, you know, the president needs to come up with a plan to undo this. There will be a vote in the House either today or tomorrow on Representative Alan West of Florida's bill to require the president to come up with a plan to avoid these defense cuts. They've really sort of tried to turn the table on Democrats with these defense cuts, tried to turn the table on the president, saying, you know, you're not doing anything, you're not leading. We're the only ones that have come up with a plan to stop these defense cuts that they all voted for last summer.
Kate Nocera with us. She covers Congress for Politico. And you spoke with freshman Representative Jeff Landry of Louisiana yesterday. He told you that Congress should pull aid for Libya and Egypt and that President Obama should push them to do it, push Congress to do it. Is that something that you're hearing a lot of in Washington?
Yeah, that was the first that I heard of it yesterday. But other conservatives tended to agree with him that the president had, under the president's policies, the regimes in Libya and Egypt had changed. And they felt like the president was not doing enough to come out and condemn the governments as well, to demand that the governments of Libya and Egypt apologize for what happened, find out who did it. And Landry was suggesting that in the continuing resolution, which is a mechanism to keep the government funded through March, any aid going to those two countries should be stripped out.
What's the rationale by Landry for pulling aid if the governments of Libya and Egypt have condemned the attacks and the Libyan government has even asked for international assistance to fight this kind of Islamist violence?
Well, he said he didn't have, you know, evidence that the government was necessarily responsible for the attacks, but that they had not done enough. And he, you know, this was yesterday morning, so I don't know if that has changed between now and then. But generally feeling like the aid doesn't need to go to these countries where these violent attacks against our embassy is taking place. His rationale was that if someone had come in the U.S. and stormed the Egyptian embassy in the U.S., there would be, you know, very swift retribution for that.
And
here,
certainly the Egyptian response and the response of President Morsi there is much more ambiguous than what we saw from Libya, and we'll talk more about that later in the hour, too. On Romney's comments, this makes twice now that he's getting pushback for making statements on policy in the last week. Over the weekend, he spoke to David Gregory on NBC's Meet the Press about what he would do regarding so-called Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, and his answer contradicted earlier statements by him that one of his first acts in office would be to repeal the act in its entirety. Here's what he said to Meet the Press this week.
I say we're going to replace Obamacare, and I'm replacing it with my own plan. And, you know, even in Massachusetts, where I was governor, our plan there deals with pre-existing conditions and with young people.
So you keep that as part of the federal plan?
I'm not getting rid of all of health care reform. Of course, there are a number of things that I like in health care reform that I'm going to put in place. One is to make sure that those with pre-existing conditions can get coverage. Two is to assure that the marketplace allows for individuals to have policies that cover their family up to whatever age they might like.
So Governor Romney on Meet the Press, and Kate, I understand his campaign later walked that back. And hours later, an aide told National Review, the conservative magazine, that there was no change in his stance. He would still replace it with his own plan, and that he would like the marketplace to run its course. Quote, Governor Romney will ensure that discrimination against individuals with pre-existing conditions who maintain continuous coverage is prohibited. So it all gets kind of confusing as to what he would keep and what he would replace.
It's very confusing. And, you know, when he said we had a plan in Massachusetts to guarantee people with pre-existing conditions, you know, we'll be able to get health insurance. That plan included a mandate to buy health insurance because Romney did understand that insurance markets don't really work when you just allow anyone to jump into the system. You have to have a wide pool of people to keep those costs down. And now what it seems like they're saying is that as long as you never drop your insurance, a plan can't discriminate against you, which in the employer market, you know, if I have a job and go get a new job, that new job can't say, oh, you have a pre-existing condition, we're not going to insure you. What it seems like his campaign is saying now is that they will extend that to the individual market. You know, if I just want to buy insurance and have left a job, I should be able to do that. But it doesn't address the issue of cost. And what the Affordable Care Act tries to do is really broaden the pool of people to keep the cost down for everyone.
In other words, the missing piece there is the Obama bill includes the individual mandate to make sure there's enough money in the system for the insurance companies to be able to afford the new things that are in here as guarantees, like no denial of people with pre-existing conditions. So Romney's saying he'd repeal the funding mechanism, but keep in place the costs. And he hasn't made that twain meet yet.
It's not really clear how he plans to achieve that. That's right. But the other very popular piece of the law that polls very well is this piece that allows young adults to stay on their parents' insurance until the age of 26.
Right. So when he says up to whatever age they might like, mm-hmm. in that Meet the Press clip, what does that mean? Older than 26? You can be 43, but if you're living with your parents?
You know, I'm not sure. They haven't entirely clarified that, except to say that they believe that the markets will take care of that. There have been a number of insurance companies who said right before the Supreme Court upheld the law that no matter which way the Supreme Court upheld the law, they would continue to allow young adults to stay on their parents' health insurance. He hasn't clarified what age, you know, how that will happen. They believe that the markets will take care of that piece.
Could Romney trying to soften on Meet the Press have been a reaction to recent polling on health care? You mentioned one poll. Another is a CNN ORC survey from after the conventions that shows mm-hmm. the president leads his opponent 54% to 45% on the question of which candidate would better handle health care, mm-hmm. which is pretty remarkable considering that they say Obamacare has been unpopular in the polls.
Mm-hmm. It is remarkable, and I think that what you saw at the DNC was a lot of surrogates for the president talking up the positive pieces of health care reform. If you just say mandated insurance or you have to buy health care, you know, people don't like that. And I think the big difference between the two candidates is that, you know, we know what the president's plan is. And because Romney has been so fuzzy on what exactly he wants to do beyond repeal, and this is a criticism that you will hear from conservatives. The Wall Street Journal, the day after Romney made those remarks, criticized him for not having a clearer policy on how he would achieve these things. So I think that is probably where you see some of the difference between the two. Certainly, Romney was trying to appeal to, you know, more moderates and independents by saying he would keep some of the more popular parts of health care reform. Conservatives don't like that.
Which brings us back to what he said about the White House response to Libya. I wonder if in reaction to conservatives criticizing him about not being concrete enough on policy specifics, that he was trying to be more concrete on his policy statement when this crisis came up, but then even that got him into trouble.
Yeah, it didn't. There are a number of conservatives that have really stood behind Romney, and they feel like the media has gone after him in an unfair way for jumping the gun on this statement. But you know, he does want to look like he is strong on foreign policy. He has no foreign policy experience, so he, you know, he does want to be able to talk about what he would do. And you know, the name of his book is No Apologies. I mean, this is something that he has really talked about, that he wants to not apologize for America, you know, wants to show that we are the strongest country in the world. And so I think that is what you saw in that immediate reaction.
So to bring it full circle before you go, this continuing resolution that the House is going to vote on today to keep the government going, will the aid to Libya and Egypt become part of this vote?
I think it's in there. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I'm pretty sure it's in there. I don't think they've changed anything in that CR. They're going to vote on it tomorrow, I believe, today or tomorrow, and it's going to pass. It's a slightly higher funding level for the government until to get them through the election.
Kate Nocera covers Congress for Politico. Kate, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And next, we'll fact check whether the movie as described even really exists. And Bubby Ghosh from Time Magazine will also describe what he calls the outrage industry that may have re-engineered the film to spark such protests. Stay with us.